I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show once again. Today, I'm delighted to welcome Oriana Marcolongo of Currencies Direct to the show. Currencies Direct, a currency specialist, and we'll find out in a minute why, if at all, that should interest us as Amazon sellers. Oriana is very experienced at explaining this very technical area, or potentially technical area, to ordinary business folks such as ourselves via many webinars that she's done. So we're very happy and lucky indeed to have her on the show. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. I'm pleased to be here.
Excellent. Well, nice to have you as well. I think this is a really, really topical thing, which is why I was really pushing to have you on the show, because I think currencies have seen kind of, they were stable enough for a while that we could ignore them for a bit, but suddenly the dollar to pound ratio has gone absolutely nuts in recent months and not in our favour as Brits either. So the first question though is really, why do we need to even think about currencies as a small business owners? Can't we leave that sort of thing to the big guys in the city?
I'm afraid not. And especially cross-border trade now is the norm. So small business owners do need to think about currency. And if you look at their business cycle, there's three key stages where it has an impact. So firstly, you've got the stage where you're, it affects the price of buying stock from overseas. The FX rate will determine the cost to the business. Secondly, is when you're selling products. So the foreign exchange rate will determine the margin you get from your sales. And thirdly, it's when you need to convert those profits back into your home currency, as the exchange rate will impact their margin. So small business owners are particularly vulnerable to tight margins, and they can help mitigate the FX risk by using a currency specialist like Currencies Direct, as we offer competitive rates and a premium service. And that will help them also gain more control over their finances and over their foreign exchange movements.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's two directions then, if I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it's obviously, you know, you're the expert and this is still something I'm getting my head around. But so we got two directions. One is when you buy stuff and one is when you've sold stuff and you get the money back to you. Those are the two places where you need to be aware of it. Is that right?
Yeah. And also, so the rate at which you're buying will affect the margin, potentially the margin when you're pricing as well. So it's really around when you're buying your product from overseas, the price at which you're selling, and then getting that, repatriating that money back into your currency. So those are really those three key areas that we all need to worry about, no matter what size.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. Right, so I guess then on my next question, you may be answered, but at what point should a company start looking at FX when you're considering trading overseas?
So I see this as two key areas when a company should look at this. One is at a strategic level. A business needs to decide which markets they want to sell into, and currency is a factor. So if a market's quite weak, they may decide to pause selling into that market for a while, or they may decide to look at other markets that are going to be more lucrative for them. And the other is at a tactical level. Companies need to consider currency right from that planning stage. So if they're trading and sourcing stock again, the FX cost will drive the cost of the product and directly affect that profitability and potentially the price. So it's those areas again that we mentioned earlier that's why they really need to start thinking about it right from the offset. So if they are selling solely in foreign currency, then the cost of converting the sales could be a concern, as well as changing revenues due to the moving exchange rates.
Okay. So that makes a lot of sense, because I know that I've recently been struggling with the idea of selling in the UK. I mean, there's many things about the UK and Europe as a better marketplace, mm-hmm. if you strip out the currencies thing. But then suddenly it went from pre-Brexit, I could get, for a pound, I could get $1.43 or something, maybe $1.48, I think. And then suddenly the next morning, it was $1.33, which obviously massively reduced my buying power in China. So that was one thing that occurred to me, is that's, as you said, on the buying side. And then if I sell now, if I sell a widget in the UK, I can get, if I sell it for a pound, I can get, well, say £10, every pound gets me $1.22, which obviously means if I'm going back to my supplier to restock that item, suddenly it's going to cost me way more. So I totally get what you're saying in practical terms. Actually, this is something I've been sadly experiencing for real. So this is not abstract, guys. I can tell you from experience. So now, what are your tips on reducing your foreign currency exchange fees, first of all? So I guess this would be more like at the tactical level from what you were saying.
And I would actually just go back to one of the points you were making, because then when you're selling in the US, you are then going to be making more money back because it's taken, so that there is that plus side. But yes, if you're buying stock in China, it will be costing you more. So it does eventually balance itself out. But yes, it's quite tricky. So yes, in terms of, right, the first is, in terms of foreign exchange fees and global marketplaces, the first is when you sell internationally, you need to bring your money back and there is a conversion cost. So using a currency's direct collection account, you can at least half your foreign exchange fees. It works especially well if you're selling into the Eurozone or the US or the UK. And it's free to set up an account with us and you can be up and running in 48 hours. And customers will often apply and find it works so well, they just keep using it.
Great, excellent. So you're talking about taking money, for example, if I sell in the USA, well, which I do, and I want to bring that money back from the US, you're talking about getting it back to my pounds current account in the US or my business's current account, right?
Yeah. So if you're trading in the UK and you're selling in the US, you need to collect those sales proceeds and bring them back. And you can use our collection account to do that.
Okay. So now what if you have, as again, I have set this up in order to not be exposed to these terrible currency fluctuations. If I want to get pounds, or sorry, if I want to get dollars from the US and send those back to the UK in dollars, is that possible? And do you guys help with that kind of thing?
We can help with anything. So putting them, you're going to be, if you're going to take it back into the UK, why would you keep it in dollars?
Because I want to spend dollars with the Chinese suppliers. So this is the piece that I should have mentioned, which is that the Chinese suppliers nearly always want to be paid in US dollars.
Right.
So that is the main reason, because obviously if I sell in dollars and then buy in dollars, I'm just staying in the dollar economy effectively. So is that something that you guys can help with, or?
Yeah, so if you need to pay suppliers from your collection account, they first need to pass through back into your bank account before they can be passed on to another suppliers. So our account managers can help you with this to make the process quick and efficient as possible. But they will always have to go back into your bank account before they then leave to go somewhere else. Okay. So we can help you with paying suppliers. You can do that through us, or you may want to do that directly through your own bank account. But yes, we can help you.
Fantastic. So how can we maximize US dollar sales when we're getting them back to the UK, or repatriating, I believe is the buzzword. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes. So there is a cost of repatriation, which affects your entire sales turnover. So in order to maximize those US dollar sales, we would recommend, once again, that you set up a collection account with us, which will save you money. And we're talking around, typically on the Amazon marketplace, it's around 4%, the conversion rate, and we are around half that amount. So you're going to, if you were trading, say, £100,000 and you're making a saving of 2%, that's a substantial amount to your bottom line.
Yeah, well, I guess £2,000. Yes. So, yeah, I can do the basic maths. So what are the main tools to protect your profits from foreign exchange movements? Because particularly at the moment, although I used to look at tools like that and think that looks a bit too sophisticated for the likes of me, I'm realizing that if things are going to change from post-Brexit, $1.33 for a pound, and then suddenly Philip Hammond, the blessed Chancellor, opens his mouth and it drops to $1.22, I've realized recently I'm going to have to be a bit more sophisticated about this. So how can you stay out of that fluctuation as much as possible?
Right. Well, there are some simple tools that can help you do this. And one is for a forward contract. And this enables you to fix exchange rates you see today for use later on. So you can contact us again. You need to speak to your account manager and you can lock in today's exchange rate. You might think, actually, you know what? The dollar rate is so low, I'm going to buy a lot of dollars today and use those all by the end of January.
Okay.
So you can really take advantage of these tactical opportunities to make money that way.
So can you explain a bit about forward contracts? Because this is something that I was exploring at least we were about to explore, we never got round to it with a business partner recently, because we're in the middle of placing an order. So I might as well just give you a specific example and see what your advice would be and how it works. So we're placing an order for about £5,000 worth. So about $6,000, sadly, at the moment, or maybe it's a bit more, of stock. Now, what we've done is we split it as you traditionally would with the Chinese supplier, 30% down payment and then 70% balance after the production period, which is about 28 days. So, you know, pretty much a month. So, in that kind of situation, if you wanted to lock in the exchange rate for the whole deal, how would you go about doing that? What are the mechanics of the process?
So what you would actually do, there's three elements to a forward contract. It's the amount, the rate, and the time. So those are the three key things. So what you would need to do is call your account manager to do that.
Okay.
I want to lock in the rate of whatever it is today, 1.22, and purchase $50,000. And then I'm going to finish those payments by the end of the month. And they may ask you to put down a small deposit today and just to secure that rate. And then you need to make the final amount at the end.
Okay.
And I can give you some example of that. You know, if we look at, for example, pre-Brexit, if you place an order with us on the 1st of June to buy €10,000 and then you wanted to use it by the 10th of August, the rate had dropped massively by that point. And if you had bought them later, it means that your product stock would have gone up by around 15%. But by securing it, say, if you had done it, say, pre-Brexit, you're making a saving of over, you know, a significant saving there.
Yeah, damn, how I wish I'd seen that coming. But then, you know, me and most of the, you know, the newspapers and everyone else, to be fair. But so tell me about this. If I wanted, if I set this up in terms of a forward contract, is the contract between myself or my business and Currencies Direct, or is it between myself and the person I'm ultimately getting the money to, i.e. the Chinese supplier?
No, the contract is with us. It's not with the supplier.
Okay. No. So I could, in theory, then exchange, for example, I could change, I don't know, £10,000 to whatever it is now, $12,000, and until, say, July next year, and I could keep that money effectively kind of on hold with you, or whenever I exchange it, it's going to be at that price. Is that how it works?
As long as, you will pre-agree with your account manager how you want to, you know, the time scale and so on, and how you're going to pay it and when you're going to pay it. So those, as long as you've got the rate, the amount, and the final date secured, then you can work through that.
Okay,
you may not want to hold on to it for 6 months, but yeah,
it might be a bit extreme. But I mean, so so let's say that I wanted to change. I'm not saying I'm going to do these things, by the way. But I mean, I'm just exploring like realistic scenarios for me personally, and hopefully that would help other people listening and watching. So, for example, if I say wanted to change $50,000 at the current exchange rate, whatever that is, say it's $122 for every pound, then would that enable me, if I said it went to the end of January, for example, would that enable me to send that money to any different Chinese supplier that I want, assuming I'm paying them in US dollars?
You'll just need to put it back into your bank account first.
Right.
And then we can talk about how you can then transfer it over to that supplier.
Okay.
But we will go through that with you. And there's, you know, that's what one of the benefits of working with us. You have a dedicated account manager and they'll walk you through all the processes. So you're not alone at any stage.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because as you can tell, man, I'm still feeling my way with this stuff. And I'm sure a lot of us would be in the same boat. So,
for compliance reasons as well, so you need to think about that, Michael.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And what are forward contracts are worth using for smaller orders, say a few £1,000 or a few $1,000s?
I mean, they realistically, it's not worth doing for less than 25k. It's probably not worth it, but there's no reason why you can't, you know. But realistically, we would recommend, as part of the guidance, to do 25k and above.
Okay, but so it's really for those who are placing slightly bigger orders or got more ambitious plans.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't see a reason why you shouldn't if you need to.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Talk to your account manager around the options and they can maybe perhaps give you some guidance.
Sounds good.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.